second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, are you gonna start now?
Yep.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, what do you think is the most significant difference between when you went to school and now?
Well, I have to tell you, I was an only child, so school meant a lot. That was my family and my fun with school.
Mm.
And what was the question now? What did I think was
the
most important?
Yeah, significant difference between.
Yes.
I mean, what's the difference between then and now? What do you think?
Well,
were you in one room, Mom?
What?
Were you in one room, or did you have
Yes, in one room. Right, we were in one room. In fact, we had a stove in our school, and we had to put wood in there to keep the fire going. And by the way, we had an outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I have to mention that.
That's a big difference.
A big difference. It got kind of chilly sometimes.
Like a day like today.
Yeah, and but we all had fun. I thought we did. I guess that's all I can say about that. Yeah. And as I say, because I was an only child, they were my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What did your classroom look like?
Oh my goodness, honey. We had three grades in one room. Yeah, three grades in one room. The 6th, 7th, and 8th, I think. Yeah, and the teacher was Mrs. Field.
Well, I didn't hear the question, I'm sorry.
What did your classroom look like?
Let's see.
Didn't you go in first? What was it like when you were in first grade? You said 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Well, it isn't that.
The same?
Only that we had three groups or grades in one room.
Mm-hmm.
And I never can ever remember we had too much of a problem, and you know, everyone, but I'll tell you, we had a very strict teacher. We did. There was no fooling around.
What did that mean, sort of? Did it mean you had to stay in your seat until you got permission to?
No, not really, but I think she kept us busy doing things, because we had so many different, like we had penmanship. We could be working on our pen. We had a lot of exercises in penmanship. And so I think she kept us busy.
Mm-hmm.
So when she'd leave one class, that we'd have our work to do, whatever, all the subjects we had, the same as you have, English and arithmetic. And so we just kept very busy.
Mm-hmm.
How many students were in your class? How many were in your school?
How many were, let me think, honey, how many kids are in my class? Probably, you know, I'm sorry that I don't, had a class picture. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I would say in my class, no more than 6 probably. Probably about 6, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have my mom, I had class pictures, and I don't have them now, but I may be able to get them so you can see the class.
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, maybe we could even use those for the exhibit, too, and then return them to you.
I'll see how well we can do.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Now, what did you want to ask?
How did the teacher teach so many grades at once, and did you feel like you didn't get enough attention from the teacher?
I to tell you the truth, you know, teachers then were taught in a different way. They were accustomed to having the three grades, and I never felt that they had any problem in teaching. I always felt really good about it. We always kept busy. We did. I have to tell you, boys, we had you don't know where, the little school is still there, but there was a little brook by the school. And on Memorial Day, we would go up, they called it the high tension, where the, and we would pick swamp pink. we would bring them back, put them in the brook, and then when the day came for memorial, we would take them to the cemetery and put them up. And I thought that was so fun.
Now, what was it that you picked?
Swamp pinks.
Have Swamp you ever... pinks. I yes. don't even know what that is.
Oh, yes. You do, Edie, mm-hmm. don't you? Yes. Swamp
pinks. There's some early, early flowers that come.
It's a bush.
It's a bush, okay.
Yes. And they're very fragrant. Very beautiful.
Oh.
But you know, because of time, now what they do is they spray everything so there's nothing left, but they're used to
where native.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And now they don't grow there anymore, I bet.
No, I don't think so.
Oh. No.
But they're really beautiful, aren't they?
There must be another name for them, probably, that we don't.
Yeah. Do you have them down by behind your house?
I'm not sure, but I hear about them every so often in the springtime, especially.
Yeah.
Now, which boy is it, you, honey?
Yeah. Do you remember any of your teachers? What were their names?
Yes, I remember my teacher, Mrs. Field. She taught for many years there. She was a very tall lady, and I'll never forget because, of course, we had to carry our lunch. And she'd always have a thermos bottle for her coffee during. But it was
just like today.
That's right, just like today.
Okay.
Was she the only teacher?
Because we all did carry our lunch, you know.
Was she your only teacher, Mom?
What, dear?
Was she your only teacher?
Yes.
So she had all the
grades. Well, in the beginning, Mrs.
It really is okay if you don't remember.
Well, no. There was another room that had third. Third, fourth, and fifth grade in one room. And then she had up until we would go to Amherst High School.
So there was another teacher.
Yeah, there was another. Mrs. Woodard.
Oh.
Yes,
Betty.
Oh, okay. Who was also the librarian, right, Edie? Was she?
No, that was her sister-in-law.
Oh.
But you remember Betty Woodard, yes. Mm-hmm. She taught the younger children.
Mm-hmm. Was it cramped in your school or class?
Was it cramped? I can't think that it was, honey. That it was cramped, no. And if it were, we wouldn't think too much about it, I don't think.
Wouldn't have known it any other way.
We wouldn't have known it any other way.
How did they have it set up with the desks and stuff?
Well, pretty well, like...
In rows?
Yes, I would say in rows. Uh-huh, in rows.
And then one grade would be kind of together and...
Yes, the grade would be together and then the next... Yes, that's how they did it, in rows. But there weren't that many children, you know, when you think of not like now. So, but tell me.
What time did school start and what time did it end?
I think at 9 o'clock. And I think it ended about 3, the same as pretty much, I think. What is your hours? What are your hours?
School starts at 8:30 for us and it ends at 3.
Oh, so it's just about the same hours, isn't it?
Long enough.
Yeah. There are a few things that are kind of the same. Now, is it your turn, honey, or your...
Yep, it is. So, what was recess like?
Recess. What was
recess
like?
Well, we didn't we had our own fun. Because we didn't have a playground, we didn't have all that. So we just made up our own fun. If we had our games, we made up our own games.
Did you get to go outside?
What?
Did you get to go outside, though?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We went outside, running around, yeah.
Did you eat at your desk? Did you eat lunch at your desk?
I think so,
yeah.
Honey.
Because
yes.
There's obviously no cafeteria,
yeah,
because there's no bathroom.
I assume so, right. No. We had, as I say, the outhouse was a little distance.
And you're right there at the corner where Shutesbury Road comes down into Amherst Road there.
Right,
and
going to Shutesbury.
I know that in North Leverett, Charlotte Abbott told us that when they went out for recess, they set up their game in the middle of North Leverett Road.
No.
Because there were no cars coming by.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But did you guys play in the...
Well, we played, and school is on a hill, so we'd play up in the back, you know, and just our own little games, make up maybe tag or fun that we had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing, I don't ever remember of having, we wouldn't have had the room for it anyway to play, but we had fun.
Yeah.
How long was recess? How many times a day would you have it?
I think probably about like, well, lunch probably was 12 o'clock, so maybe one, two. I think if we had three recesses, that would be all we have, I think so.
Including lunch, maybe one.
Including lunch.
One in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Yes, and one in the afternoon. Of course, I walk to school, so, and now that you mention it, I was trying to think about the kids that came by bus. But I walked to school, so I didn't have to. I think there were some that came by bus. But the school was, most of the children were local, you know, right in the area.
Because there were schools in other parts of town.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yes, in other parts. Like, you know, it's always strange to me. North Leverett is a part of Leverett. But we never felt that way. And what do you think, Edie? Isn't that true?
People have said that, yeah.
Yes, and I think what was, although I can remember having friends from North Leverett, but it just seemed so strange.
It was more like part of Montague. We still have a Montague phone number, 367, over.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
On the North Leverett side of the hill.
So. But it was separate.
Well, so you didn't get to play with too many people from North London,
no,
did you?
No,
it was
we
like
didn't.
A different town.
No, we didn't.
What did you eat at school? Did you have snack?
What did I put?
What did you eat at school?
Eat?
Yeah.
Probably my mom packed lunch. I was kind of spoiled because I was an only child, so I probably
yeah,
heard what I wanted. And in those days, you know, peanut butter came in buckets. the pail
yeah.
of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Probably, and we had no refrigeration, so we had to, you know, like peanut butter and jelly or things like that.
Same as today, kids.
And no potato chips.
Nobody eats peanut butter.
No potato chips?
No potato chips.
Oh.
I can't remember. Really? Well,
they probably
weren't.
Chips.
And now I really sound old, don't I?
Yes, Mom. Imagine a world without chips.
No, I can't.
What were your classmates like?
How many boys and how many girls? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember the boys as much as I do the. No, I don't.
That's okay.
We had more girls than
they
boys.
Didn't go to school.
And we were all friends, you know. That are, as I say, because I was alone, they were my friends, my family almost.
Mm.
You know. So the girls were very special to me.
Mm.
We were good friends.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
But I don't. I really don't. Remember any boys being bad?
That's
no
cute
bad
because
boys.
Edie didn't somebody tell you that you asked him about it, Mr. Kamansky or somebody? He said, and you asked him about the girls, and he said, "Well, we didn't notice the girls."
See, she noticed the boys.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't notice the boys.
How did he put it? He was a young teenager, and he said, "The guys always played together. We didn't have time to think about the girls."
Oh. Now who's next?
Do you remember being bullied at school?
Yeah.
Being what?
Bullied.
Like,
bullied.
No, honey, I can never ever remember that. No, we're always good friends, and I can never ever be bullied or, and I was an only child, in which it could, you know, when you are alone, I never can ever remember not being happy or the kids were, we all, I never can ever remember anything like that, no?
Everyone got along pretty well.
Yes, I think so.
Excellent.
Was it different when you went to the high school in Amherst?
Well, then I developed different friendships when mm-hmm. I went in, because I was fortunate enough to do some, like, in the plays and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I developed other friendships then. And I'll have you know I was a cheerleader.
In high school.
That was a big deal.
It was.
It was a very big deal. Yes, even when I was in high school.
Wasn't it right?
Yes. That's great.
Are you next?
Me neither.
What was your favorite subject?
Oh.
Like math, science.
No, I think it was English, honey.
Okay.
Because I loved reading and writing. I think English was my favorite.
That makes sense.
Probably. Jenny, would you get me a clean?
I sure will.
What classes or subjects did you have?
What subjects? We had just about everything. Spelling, math, geography. And I'll have to tell you about writing. We had actual exercises for writing, and I think it was good. I can remember having different up and down and for writing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had pretty much regular subjects, yeah. Only I don't, in science, I don't remember doing too much in science.
Hmm.
But we had most all about the same subjects, dear.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you have different strategies for learning?
You know what that means?
So did you?
Did you learn differently than we did?
Oh, definitely, honey, I'm sure.
Yeah, she probably doesn't know a lot about how your classroom works because she hasn't had anybody in them. But
like memorization, did you guys have to memorize stuff a lot, or?
Yes, I think we did. We had plays. We had a lot of plays, honey. Yes, we mm-hmm. did. We had a lot of plays, so we had to. And I'm trying to think about music. Do you have music?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Probably fundamentally, you learned somewhat the same, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
Subtracting,
right.
And mm-hmm. I bet she had to learn her multiplication facts just like you.
Oh, yes, I did.
So yeah, some of those
that's
things,
right,
think
too.
About that, it has not changed.
But
spelling,
now,
that really hasn't changed.
You're in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So you're beyond multiplication.
Yeah.
Way beyond.
You're way ahead of us, Mom.
Oh, way ahead of us. Right, right.
But you still had to learn all of those same things.
Oh, yes, we had to learn
that's
all.
That's all the base of everything.
We did.
And I think one strategy for learning that I remember from my son, who's already in his 30s, but it was new to me, was sort of team learning. The kids would be in groups. Do you guys do that at all? Like work in a group on math or something like that?
Yeah. Sometimes. Not all the time, but most of the time, if it's like.
They change everything all the time.
Yeah. We never did that when I was in school.
Lots of complicated stuff.
Oh, lots of complicated
stuff. Lots of like multiplying fractions as well.
Oh. I was never, when I went to high school, I was very good in bookkeeping, but I never was advanced in, you know, what should I say?
Well, there were different subjects. Let's put it that way. They didn't have algebra and they didn't have, I mean, I don't know how, what words they even for math anymore, but so she, when she says bookkeeping, she's talking about keeping track of things and,
you know,
and like an accountant would do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
new cool. words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they. I think they structured things differently,
yes,
didn't they?
They did, but I think that they, because they didn't call it bookkeeping when I went to school.
No.
We had algebra. We had new. I'm
geometry.
Yikes! I'm 62, so
a mere youth.
Yes, yes, yes. Anywhere compared to right, but everything kind of
not yet.
Just new words. I feel like.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that when they were in school, it seems like they were much more pragmatic about getting skills, learning skills
yes,
to work.
I totally agree with that.
Than we
yes,
are now.
Yeah, and I do think that there's more teamwork.
Yeah.
What did you
I think so too. I think it was more individual.
Right now?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right now? Yeah, for like writing things like that.
I didn't hear his question.
What did they write on?
I think.
Well, we did have penmanship, which I think is your.
What do you mean by write on, honey? You mean
like for spelling.
For paper or the.
Or
like, did you write on paper or?
Yes,
or
it was all paper, honey. Definitely. Well,
no iPads.
We don't have iPads.
Oh.
The teachers used the chalkboard.
Yes, yeah, no more chalkboard.
That
anymore.
Was another thing, which
yeah,
was, I thought, good, because then everyone saw it. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Well, now they have the whiteboards.
Our art teacher uses a chalkboard.
Really?
Don't you think that's good?
Yeah.
The chalkboard, then everyone sees it, and
there's also a dry erase board, which is like a chalkboard, but yeah, like a
yeah, like this. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what we use.
Anyway.
So, how are you complimented for good work?
How are we complimented? Well, on my report card, we got pretty much, I got A's and, Jane, just forget me one of those. It was so cute.
She's very proud of her.
Did they write comments too?
Yes. And, which I think is nice anyway. You know?
I think they still do that, don't they? Write
yeah.
comments,
yeah,
they, for you guys, yeah.
That's nice.
You have very good health habits.
A very good health habits.
Isn't that funny? That's
it. I mean, she brushes her teeth.
Yeah.
And they marked it off by the month, not by the day.
Oh,
by the
wow.
month. Yeah. Boy, you are. Oh wow, you got a lot of pluses.
Oh boy.
So
my kids wouldn't have done that well on that one.
Well,
what?
I don't think, like, my son never combed his hair once in his life. He's 35.
Now no one would notice anyway. You can wear your hair however you want. And we had penmanship and spelling.
So did they mark you the same way, though, Mom? Did you get, like, an A? Like, you know,
well,
how did they mark you? By numbers? By letters? Voice?
Excellent.
With numbers,
okay, because they've changed
numbers,
a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so what
so
is
like
ours?
100%, 90%, like, yeah.
Oh, I
85%
oh,
or something.
Star.
And does 85% equal a B or something?
Yeah, I think 85 and 70 are B is 90, and 100 are A is like 100's
an A plus, I
think. Yeah, 100's A plus, you know, 20 is
probably
a D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that hasn't changed too much, has it? When you think about it, you know?
Yeah.
So it seems nice to, you know, you can relate to some of that. What else?
See.
Is it no
thing?
Oh,
yeah, it's my turn. What happened when you got an answer wrong?
When you got what?
An answer wrong.
I don't think we were scolded. I would hope that the teacher corrected, helped me correct it if I got it wrong. Is that what they do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
you just have to redo it.
I think it's the same.
You like redo it and they just give you a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. They discuss a little bit. That's good.
What happened if you failed a test?
Secrets. Not now. Probably I would have been overwhelmed. I don't.
Because you were such a good student.
Yes, well, as I say, I took school very seriously. So I certainly wasn't perfect, so I probably did fail some of the tests. Lizzie, what would it be in? I wasn't as good in math, I don't think. Just basic math, and I might have not done too well when it got too much involved. Let's see, in math now, what do you do in math now?
They just told you.
Right now we're working on like multiplying fractions and decimals and things.
Oh.
And dividing fractions.
No, I don't remember. Probably that's what a teacher is for. They would try to show you what would be the right thing to do or help you correct it. That's what a teacher is for, is to help you figure things out. So I would hope that I was listening.
What were the punishments did students get?
Punishment?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably I'd have to sit at during recess time. Maybe
do you remember someone else being bad or fresh?
Oh, yeah.
And what was usually they did? Did they have to stay after school? Did they have to stay in for recess?
Well, probably stay in for recess or something if they got too rowdy or whatever. Probably that would be the extent of the punishment, is to sit in your chair and not be able to go out.
That's the same for us.
Is it?
That's the same for you too?
Yeah.
Was that the only punishment that you can think of, was having to sit in infant recess? I mean, were you ever brought up to the front of the room and had your hands?
Well,
slapped?
You know, that might be one. That could have been. I don't remember exactly myself, that might have been if you brought up in front of the room and made an example or something. I don't know, but I can't ever remember anyone.
You didn't have to sit on a stool with a dunce cap on your head.
No. I often wondered if that was true.
If they did that anywhere?
Yeah.
Maybe earlier, but probably not.
What happened if you were late to school?
I don't think I was ever late for school, but I don't think it would be a punishment it would depend on your situation now, you know, where you were. Some kids had a father to walk to school, or maybe they had to take care of brothers and sisters or for a while. You know, things were very different. So that would be the only. I don't think we'd have to be punished unless.
Well, you don't get punished if you're late for school, do you?
No.
What did you do on snow days?
Probably throw snowballs. I don't know.
Did you stay home though? I guess that's the point. You probably stayed home.
On snow day?
Yeah, obviously you couldn't get to school.
I don't know. We were pretty courageous. We usually wanted to get to school.
Then you had a lot of snow here.
Yeah.
You got a lot of snow.
But we probably had fun outdoors making snowmen or whatever. That was about what we do.
Did you have any special classes like art and music?
Oh, yes, we did have art and music. Oh, I've forgotten the girl's name. There was certain competition, I wish I could remember, and they a certain time of year we'd have competition on posters. And there was this young girl, I am not artistic, and I used to, she would do the most beautiful things.
She was a student? She was one of your
classmates? Yeah, she was a student, and I'd say, oh, you're so lucky that you can do this. If I did, it would be simple, but she could just do the most, and it was posters. I know that we had certain competition, and she could do them beautifully.
And were they on a particular subject, like, something that was happening?
A holiday
or a current event or
it
something about a war
was.
Or, you know.
But I can't quite, but. Oh, she just was the most beautiful artist.
But did you have music like once a week?
Oh, we had music. Okay. Yes, we had music. I don't remember that we had.
But the teacher probably did.
Yeah, we play guitar right now.
Wow. So
guitar?
Yeah, guitar.
Oh, I love guitar. Yeah.
And did you have it every day or like once a week?
No.
And did you have a teacher come
Maybe
in or did the teacher teach you?
No.
I taught everything.
Did everything. Mrs. Field
yeah,
did everything.
My teacher did everything.
Hmm.
Oh, did you have gym class? What did
no,
you?
Honey. I don't think we ever had gym class.
They got extra recess. How many recesses do you guys get?
One.
Yes, that's what's happened.
Yeah, okay. That's
See,
what.
See, she said she had two, plus,
yeah,
plus she had
we
one.
Had to, it, that was our gym class, to go out and play. Because
yeah.
We didn't have. I can't see my teacher doing too much in gymnastics.
I can't really imagine that either.
No, I don't think they have gymnastics. No,
I don't like gymnastics.
Are we all done?
Is there like any stories you like to share? Like good stories?
Oh, let's see, honey. The only story was I don't know. I'll let me think a little bit. Is there a story I want to tell you about? Only about going. I thought that was wonderful that we would go pick our flowers and then go to the cemetery. We lived not too far.
But why did you go to the cemetery? Tell them why you went to the cemetery.
Well, it was a memorial.
But they don't understand what that means.
As we
do
like for the soldiers and stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
You
very good. I'm glad that you know that. So my mom still every memorial day still goes to the cemetery to put on flowers for all of her.
Well, my husband was in service when he was a young man. He was in
the film.
Where?
The Philippines.
In the Philippines. My husband was in the Philippines for...
In World War II?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When he was... Mm-hmm.
And I have two brothers, and one of them was in Vietnam, and one of them, we were just talking, was in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Both my sons were in service. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why they would do that. No, I don't believe they do that. No.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all. I enjoyed this very much, dear.
Good question.
Thank you all. That was wonderful.
Now, what do you have to do with this? Do you have to break this up?
I think so, maybe. I don't know.
And do other kids do it, or just you two?
Other kids.
Yeah, you take turns.
Do the boys' names? I want to make sure that I have the boys' names.
We'll write them down. Noel and Nate.
Yeah.
Right? We'll write them.
N-O-E-L.
What's your last name, Noel?
Kenny.
Kenny?
Mm-hmm.
Don't trip. Okay, and you're?
My last name is Eckstein.
Eckstein.
E-K-S-T-E-I-N.
Okay, great.
Thank
you guys so much for your help.
So next year, do you go to the big schools, right, down in Amherst?
Correct?
Yeah. Well, have a great rest of the day. Have a good vacation, too, right?
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, not next week.
When I
next
see
week.
These boys,
is it the week after next? Yeah.
President's
Day. Our great grandchildren, I guess. Our great.
Yes.
The children remind me of our great grandchildren.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Ashton.
But this was wonderful. Thank
you
for asking.
Well, wait a minute.
Edie's got more questions.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mrs. Field that you had,
yes.
She was the aunt of. The great aunt of my husband,
really?
For a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she and her husband lived across the street from us, or from the farmhouse.
I remember.
And she had a reputation in the family as being the Duchess.
The Duchess.
That's what they called her behind her back.
Something like from Alice in Wonderland. The Duchess was very tall.
Was she married, or did she?
Oh, yes.
Oh, she was, yeah.
She was married.
She was very tall, much taller than her husband.
Yes.
Isn't that funny, huh?
Yes. And the pictures I have of her show her, standing straight up and with very simple, detailed clothing on. I mean, nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
She taught for like 40 years here in town, so and it must have been something that
Oh,
she was good at.
No doubt about it.
And but she just, even her, the expressions on her face in the pictures I have is a stern.
Yes, very stern.
Very stern.
But you had to be, really, when you think about it.
I think
you'd have had no control. I mean, you've got all these children.
They're all studying different things.
All the different subjects in different grade levels. I think that's really a challenge when teachers have to do that.
Yes, it is.
You're not concentrating on one grade. She had three grades.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I have great memories here. We used to have a square dance. Do you remember when they had the square dances?
Yes.
I used to love to come to the square dance.
Was that on the weekend? Or?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if it was a fundraiser. I don't know, but
no,
I used to love it.
Once a year, was it?
Yes, the square dances, yeah. Do you remember the Kings?
The which?
The Kings. They used to live actually near the
school. Dorothy King?
Yes.
Gordon and Francis.
Oh, Gordon and Francis. Yes, yes.
So they used to help with the square dancing. That was fun. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
We used to have a bonfire out here, I think, on 4th of July.
Oh, Mrs.
And they'd have the fire
Mrs.
engines
Trusel.
Would come. We left here when I was, fifth grade. I went to fifth grade, after fifth grade here. I used to, do you remember, did anybody talk about Mrs. Abbott? She was the fifth grade teacher.
Charlotte?
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
I do remember a closet in
Do
the
you remember what Mrs.
Yeah.
Abbott's first name was?
What
did Mrs. Abbott's first name? The teacher, Mrs.
Beth.
Abbott?
Beth.
Mm-hmm. So I have a picture of myself. I used to sing, and I had to sing in front of everybody for Christmas. And I have a little picture. I couldn't find the picture because I have it.
Oh, and I wanted to.
Because she kind of took me under her wing because she could play the piano.
Well, Lawrence's sister, Joan,
it was interesting.
My mom, I was brought up by foster parents. Mr. and Mrs. Richardson were my foster parents. And she always, if there was anything going on, she would make sure that I was participated. And we had class pictures. And I let Joan take, two class pictures.
All right, we'll ask her. So when was this original school built?
1950.
Yes,
so I was born in 55.
Now you said you were.
So you started here.
Yes, I must have started when they, soon after that.
Yeah, so you're about the age of my sister.
Yeah.
And Sarah Robinson must have been here, but a little older than you. She started here. Her brothers and sisters went to the one-room schoolhouses, but she was younger, and she started here.
It's funny. I just moved, so all my pictures are at my daughter's house. I really need to look because I have some pictures of them in these little folders they used to give us, these tiny of all my classmates.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember we were friends with them, and then Jenny, who did you tell? Is it Woodard? Jenny? My friend. Remember that we just drove?
Jenny,
was
down
it? That was
here.
Where the Woodard
was, yes.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mariel was her mother, wasn't it?
And Gibb.
Yes.
And Gibb. Gilbert.
Yeah.
And Greg, her brother Greg.
Lives here now.
Lives there in
town. Really?
Her sister Peggy lives up in Greenfield. She's in Florida.
Wow.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah, because I used to walk down. Right there. We used to
now, Edie, the post office. Did you? I would think you would have heard of Ralph Glazier because he was the post. He was the, and Uncle Ralph. I called him Uncle. He lived right across from us. And of course, because we didn't have a car, I would sometimes go to the post office with him in the car, and then I'd get an ice cream cone. Because Muriel had ice cream, and that was a big thing for me.
Oh, yes, for any kid.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so those were very, and I hear the post office may be sold.
Well, it has been sold, I guess. I don't know if all the details have been worked out, but it will have a new owner soon. But the lease for the post office from the federal government goes until a year from June.
Oh, so they have.
And then they have a 5-year. They have a 5-year option after that. He told me yesterday. So they're going to be there at least 5 or 6 years.
Yes. Well, let's hope so. I mean, I think it would be nice to have a place here in town for people to gather because we are so scattered, you know, 7 or 8 miles from one end to the other. But we'll see what happens.
Yes. Things do change, don't they? I hadn't realized. I mean, the post office is privately owned. All of them are.
Greg Woodard owns the building.
He does.
So he's responsible for the upkeep of the building. Mm-hmm. But they are renting. The post office is renting the building.
Yes.
And it has for all these years.
Yes.
I guess, but all the way back to Bradford Field, it was 1853 or something like that.
Just think, I know. All those things have such. And of course, for we older people, you become so attached to these things, you can't help it, you know? And, Edie, we're going to go. Where are we going now?
Well, we can go to the museum and you can.
That would be nice.
Have a nice visit.
Okay. All right, Jane?
Whatever you want.
Okay. I'm so fortunate. You know, we live in Williamsburg, which is quite a little jaunt.
Yes, it is.
And I was so happy when Jane wanted to.
I don't live around here. I live south of Boston.
Okay.
So, yeah, so.
Oh, you're nice. So you're just out visiting?
Yeah, so she wanted to. She, I,
how old are you? 90?
She was having second thoughts about doing this. So I said, why don't I come? We'll go together.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
I'm a school librarian.
Okay. Where do you live? Which town?
I live in Scituate. We've lived in Scituate. And then we just moved. We just, my husband and I have 5 kids. So we downsized and we're actually renting now. So
Which is interesting. You guys just had a big storm. I was reading about Scituate. And
yes, Scituate always used to get hit big time. Yeah. It was time to move. We had a big house.
What do I want to say?
It's good.
You're in transition.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Well, it was different back then.
Yes, very different.
We didn't, my parents both had good jobs and we had a steady income. And
well, you know, Lawrence, my husband, I just lost him the 1st of October.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
Yes, and we've been married 70 years.
Oh,
yes.
That's wonderful.
And, I missed him very, very much. But Lawrence had dementia, and there's nothing much. It strips you of all your. It's
everything.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It really is. It could have been. I'm very grateful. It could have been much worse because we could be together, and so I'm fortunate that way.
You were able to keep him at home?
Oh yes, yes. I was able to keep him at home, and. So I was very grateful for that.
Yes, that's not that common. I think a lot of people can't manage.
I know. They can get very belligerent. And But he was wonderful. He was wonderful. So I have no one. And I'm very fortunate. Lawrence, of course, the sawmill, that was our business, is lumbering.
Yes.
And we live. Right, and that's why we moved from Leverett, was to, because of the sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
And our son, we had 2 sons. We lost our oldest son. And so we're very fortunate. Our grandchildren are wonderful. They come by, and so I'm very close, very lucky.
You are, yeah.
Well, Edie, we're going to go.
Get our stuff together and go to the museum.
Yeah, and you're going to go to your senior meal.
Yeah, after that, but not till noontime.
Till noontime.
Have a whole hour.
We've got a whole hour. That'll be fun. I love the little library. Well, I called it the library. When I was little, I thought it was so pretty in there.
It really hasn't changed that much.
It hasn't?
The books have all gone, and now there's all sorts of stuff in there.
Remember.
Edie's created a museum extraordinaire in there.
Oh, I think.